Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, buddies.
Good day, good afternoon.
Hey.
Welcome to Fox Sports Radio with your friends that you never asked for. Your best friends you never met, Covino and Rich.
There you go.
Spotty's here. Chris, Bersh, Mike, Elijah,
World Star.
Isaac. We're going to have a fun show today. Thank you for hanging with us. Thank you for putting up with us. 877-99 on Fox. Hope your Tuesday's all right. Hope you already enjoyed one round, at least one round, of tacos.
It is a Taco Tuesday.
It is. I got tacos on my mind. But when you're Mexican like me, Rich,
yeah,
every day's a Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, that's
not
why...
How that works.
Is that not how it works?
It's not how it works.
Well, it doesn't work, but that's why I don't have abs.
Oh.
I love tacos too much.
Well, a lot to get to today. We're going to talk fighting. We're going to talk some NBA, some football, some baseball, a little of everything. Covino and Rich in for Gottlieb. Now, look at you wiping down the studio with all your...
For all I know, this is Doug Gottlieb's fart mic. Like, I'm not going to take that chance, you know? I don't know what goes on with this microphone when we're not here. So, of course, I'm going to wipe everything down, disinfect it. That's what professionals do.
Yeah, I should probably have done that.
Yeah.
Yo, there's a...
My back is drenched in sweat. Somebody's got to figure it out.
Let me tell you, before we get into it, I know you want to talk Canelo Alvarez and how he should be embarrassed of something.
Be bolder, Sly. Be bolder.
I want to welcome you back to L.A. I know you. Covino, much like...
I had a flightmare experience yesterday.
I think it was, thousands of flights were delayed or canceled. Covino was one of those people. Covino, he kept texting me. You know when someone's on a plane, they don't get pictures or they can't really text pictures. You're lucky if you get a message through. I'm like, Covino's supposed to be coming back from Newark. He's been texting me for the last 3 hours. You sat on the runway for 3 hours.
Yeah, and I was delayed like 6 hours. It was, again, a flightmare experience, but everybody's going through it. It's real, people. What you're reading in the news is real. People are canceling flights. There's a shortage of staff. My first flight to LA was canceled. You know why? Crew rest.
Crew rest. Flight attendant needed a little nappy poo?
The pilot needed a little rest. So, yeah, needed a little snoozeroo. So, you know, it's a real thing. I suggest that nobody travel at this time, but I'm happy to be here, happy to be back in LA, in for Doug Gottlieb, hanging out with my buddy Rich Davis.
Yeah, you got the good luck too. Bersh is here. Chris is here. Isaac's here. We're going to have a good one. Spotty's here. Kavino got the good luck of, as you said, you sat between two huge fat Russian dudes.
Yeah,
you were middle seat and Boris.
I got Nikolai to the left of me and Boris to the right, and here I am, stuck in the middle.
Breathe, my friend.
Like, what do you want from me?
That's got to be.
That,
no. I'm Russian. I'm allowed to say it. See?
Rich is Russian. I'm Mexican. I like tacos. And I'm telling you, my experience is this character description. I was the little guy in the middle, and I'm not that little. Like, three burly dudes. No, but compared to them, I was, right?
I mean, you're the guy that tries to round up with your height. Like, I'm 5'10 and three quarters.
Am I some skinny pencil-necked weenus? No, right? So, you know, I'm in there in this little seat, and these guys are like, we make for you to not have elbow room, my friend. I'm like, yeah, like, where do I sit? Like, well,
what is the armrest protocol?
Middle guy.
Gets both?
Gets both. That's where I come from. Yeah. That's the Jersey side of me. I'm like, I don't care about these 7-foot Russian guys that can turn me into a pretzel. I'm from Jersey, bro. So, yeah, it was a nightmare, a flightmare. But I'm here, and that's all that matters.
I want to start out by just talking about how much could happen in a 24-hour period, and how much could just simply change, right? So yesterday, I fill in with Bucky Brooks. We're in for Gottlieb yesterday, and we're talking the whole time.
I didn't like that. I felt like you were cheating on me or something.
Oh, yeah, Bucky and I are getting drinks later. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I don't like that. No, I'm just kidding. I was listening because I had nothing else to do, stuck on the plane.
By the way, they're recording us. They're videoing us, right?
Yeah.
And you're, like, with wet wipes the whole time. Like, Do you think they're going to use this for anything if the whole time you're cleaning up with wet wipes?
They're going to be like, this Covino guy, we could hire him to do, you know, more radio, and he could be like a maintenance guy. He could clean up the studio.
I'm
just showing that
Hit the button again.
Racist.
No. I'm just showing that. Hey, it's like when Matt Carpenter said, hey, what did Matt Carpenter say on the Yankees?
Oh, I know what he said. He goes, I really love this mustache I have now.
No, he said, listen, boss. I'll do anything to play for the Yankees. I'll carry the bags. I'm just showing Fox Sports Radio. I'm a team player.
But I'm saying if they send the social media team down, what's up, Elijah? They send the social media team down to do some stuff with us, and the whole time you got Clorox wipes. I'm like, yeah, they're really going to use this with a client.
Well, I'm ready now.
Camino. I've got to know.
You realize, I mean, this is facts. I speak, I'm fluent in a few languages. Facts and Suganese. It's a foreign, very foreign language. Okay. But, you know, the facts are, a radio studio is one of the most German-fested workplaces on record.
I mean, he's got
so you think I'm the guy who's in the wrong for wiping things down after we just got over a 2-year pandemic? That's I'm the wrong guy?
It's a good point.
You're the gross guy.
Now, there's a mic for people that don't know the inner workings of a radio studio. I'm sure you can imagine it.
There's people spitting all over microphones for 3 hours.
The poofy things that go on top of the mic, like those mic poofs. Is that the proper term, Spot? Mike Poof?
I mean, you're a professional.
Yeah.
They're not technically windscreens. What are they?
Well, there's a poof here that I think Jim Rome used when he was on Fox 25 years ago. I don't know what this is. This is good for the social media. Whatever
By
this
the way,
is.
What's the studio's like reluctance to just throw that away? Like, why is that
every
here?
Week
it's
I sit
here since we started.
And I'm like, yo, what if we throw this out and Dan Patrick's like, that's going to go in a museum.
Look,
like,
you can't see it unless you're streaming on Fox Sports
Radio. Well, you know what? I'll post a picture on our Instagram story at Rich Davis, at Covino and Rich, at Steve Covino.
The puffy thing that goes on the microphone looks like it was here from the, you know, like Abe Lincoln broadcast on that thing.
I think FDR uses for his fireside chats. I really think that's possible.
It's really bad.
All right. Well, like I said, 24 hours.
So that's
hours,
why I wipe things down.
24 hours in the sports world sometimes could mean all the difference. Yesterday, we were talking about how, man, Kyrie could end up out here on the Lakers. Is he going to take the huge pay cut and play for $6 million? Are the Lakers now a contender? They go from the 11th seed, not even making the playoffs, to now Kyrie wants this?
Yeah, but let's not react. You know, I wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah. I know, Bucky Brooks was there.
I don't know what Bucky said.
He's the man.
But you can't just assume because Kyrie's on the team, it changes everything around.
Of course.
Kyrie's got to show up and be Kyrie.
Yeah, and then you say, I mean, an 11 seed that was 16 games under 500, is Kyrie going to make a team that was almost 20 games under 500 a championship contender? Well, that whole narrative's gone because within the last 24 hours, not only does Kyrie say, yo, I'm staying, I'm going to make my $36 million here in Brooklyn. Yesterday, there were rumors that Brooklyn could most likely say farewell to Kevin Durant and Kyrie. Now it looks like both of them are going to stay. So within 24 hours, I felt like I just had meaningless conversation yesterday.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the beauty of sports talk radio. It's a lot of hot air.
A lot of speculation, a lot of rumors.
Things change like that.
And now...
And what you said last week didn't happen, and there's no accountability. That's the beauty of sports talk radio.
Man, I wish that worked with like women, right? Like you could say stuff and they forget what you say.
Oh, yeah,
forget
right?
what you did.
And pretend like it never happened. That'd be fantastic. But yeah, so everything you talked about yesterday was pure hot air and speculation.
And I had the best analogy.
None of it panned out.
My best analogy yesterday is no longer. I said, Kyrie, it's almost like, because remember, Kyrie was the one that convinced Kevin Durant to come to Brooklyn. Kyrie brought Kevin Durant to a club, and then within 5 minutes, left the club with some girl and left you at a club you didn't want to be at. Because Kyrie, for a minute, Kevin Durant was there like, wait, now I'm in Brooklyn and Kyrie may leave, but now the Nets are going to run it back. Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons. We'll see what this team has next year. And I don't know if you saw this.
Not a lot, I don't think. Look, great names and great potential. But when there's no commitment there, no real commitment.
A full year of Kyrie without COVID stuff and a full year of a healthy Kevin Durant. Well, on the other coast, Bersh, if you could play me the little drop from... Russell Westbrook this morning. He was in his car listening to the new Beyonce, which I think is all right. And he made this announcement. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. I'm telling everybody. 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 And then he announced while singing to Beyonce that he's staying with the Lakers. Guy makes $47 million. I talked to you about this on the drive over here. Like, sometimes these numbers just seem so imaginary because they're so ridiculous. Russell Westbrook, $47 million.
Again, getting paid for the player he used to be, not the player he was last year, which is insane to think that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
He's making $47 million for a year. But again, look, can't say that he's not worth it. He earned it. You know, he's getting paid on reputation. Now he's just got to step up.
Sounds like a happy guy. Listen to Beyonce.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, wouldn't you
deciding that you're going to stick around? I'll stick around. I'll live in Los Angeles, play with LeBron, you know, hang out in L.A., make almost $50 million a year. It's a good deal.
I'd be singing, too, if I signed a 40s. Yo, I'd be singing if I signed a...
A lot less than that.
A lot less. Yeah.
A lot less than that.
I don't want to talk numbers. You know, you never know what they'll hold against me. You said that you'd be happy with 47. Exactly. You said 47,000 would make you happy. Yeah.
You said you'd clean, too. What happened to that?
Yeah. Don't hold me to that.
All right, well,
good for them. Good for them both. Kyrie exercising his option with the Nets. 1 year, $36 million. Westbrook, $47 million 1 year with the Lakers. So, hey. They both have to prove that they're worth that.
Well, I know you wanted to start today with something. So, you're a big fight guy. If you don't know Covino and Rich, Covino, I'll give him props. I don't know anyone that really knows more about the fight game than him, because Covino will watch fights that no one else watches. Like, he'll come in on a Monday and be like, yo, you guys see Munguia? I'm like, Munguia? Is that a fake name you made up?
Mario Barrios. That's the one you love.
Oh, yeah. Mario Barrios, Chuck Latito Lopez.
Well, the thing is, I'm a fan. No, these are real names. These are real names. Look, I'm a fan. I can't say.
Maybe that as a ringtone.
I can't say I'm an expert or anything like that. I'm just a fan. So, I grew up in that environment, so I just love watching fights. I watch any fight.
No, you are the boy that cried fight of the year.
True. I mean, I see some great fights.
You are the guy that gets hyped up for the fights that no one else does. So, Canelo Triple G Part 3.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it.
I'm casually intrigued.
I mean, the casual fans should be excited about it. If you're not, then, you know, I'm here to tell you that you should be. September 17th, it's going to be a war. Even Ryan Garcia, who's sort of Team Canelo, right? Because Vatos stick together.
Yeah.
Vatos stick together for the most part. Even Ryan Garcia said, I don't know what it is, but I have a feeling that Triple G is going to win this one.
I saw other people speculating whoever loses may be thinking about retirement.
Well, if Canelo loses, he is back-to-back losses, right?
And then you're thinking,
and you
like,
got to figure his confidence is shook a little bit.
It's got to be.
Right? Coming down in weight to fight Triple G again. Mexican style. Triple G, one of my favorites. The only time I root against Canelo is when he's fighting Triple G, because I'm such a Triple G fan. I love that guy.
But this conversation's not about the fight.
No, it's not about the
fight. It's about
at all.
The face-off at Yankee Stadium. They did a little press. They were doing, you know, making the rounds, and there they are, right by home plate. Canelo Alvarez.
I like to say hello to the New York fans. Triple G drama show.
Hello, Bronx.
Hello, Bronx. Happy to be here.
Triple G, a character. The guy's like a caricature of himself. I love Triple G.
Dude, I'd never seen some guy that unassuming kick so much ass. And that's why I loved him always. But again, I like Canelo too. I got to make it very clear. Yes, I'm a fight fan. And yes, I like Canelo a lot, right? As a half Mexican myself, there's a lot of pride there. He makes the people proud. He's one of the greats. And I only say that because I want to preface what I'm about to say.
And by the way, Canelo, for those non-bilingual people, cinnamon, hence the red hair. Oh, look at that. Hey, you learn a little something. Who needs Rosetta Stone when you got Covino and Rich?
Dropping knowledge, Rich Davis.
I know. Well, Canelo, not great in the commercials with Sly Stallone. Be bolder. He's sort of like, I don't know, not a great actor, but a hell of a fighter.
Right.
People will say, other than his last fight, the only thing was, before the last loss, he had one loss, and it was against Mayweather, and everyone will say he was way young. He was like a kid when he fought Mayweather. But now, you're right, coming off a loss, fighting Triple G, can't lose again. But they do this face-off at Yankee Stadium.
Which was awesome, because the first time I've ever seen anything like that, ever.
Hey, it's a big platform to say, hey, we're going to cross-promote, do a little promo tour. Yankee Stadium.
Hello, Bronx. How do I look in the pinstripes? Triple G.
So, they do a dual first pitch. And I had this problem with Kevin Durant years ago. And I'm with you. I had this feeling when I saw Canelo Alvarez throw baseball.
It's not even the first pitch that made me shake my head. It was the warm-ups. A video went viral of Canelo in the locker rooms, like behind the scenes somewhere in the clubhouse, throwing warm-ups. And it just looked so terrible. And I even prefaced this. I went to social media, not to stir the pot, not to be a troll, just to simply voice my opinion. I was like, I love Canelo. I do. Mm-hmm. I love Canelo, but that's just straight up embarrassing. And I got so much negative feedback. Like, what do you know? You're a tool. Shut your face. You're just jealous. I'm like, hey. Granted, yeah, he's throwing the first pitch at Yankee Stadium.
While that all may be true.
While that all may be true. You know, and he's a legend. He's at Yankee Stadium. I know I could throw a strike, and I know I could throw a ball. It is beyond me how a professional athlete at an elite level, granted he's a boxer, cannot throw a baseball. How one's mechanics could be so terrible, and the only way you could possibly defend it is if you yourself throw the same way. So if I'm offending you right now, and the shoe fits, I suggest you wear it, because it only says to me that you never played a game of catch in your life. I find there to be no excuse whatsoever for an athlete especially to not be able to throw a ball.
I take pride in disagreeing with Covino, just because I love to. But he's right. I can't quite understand it. I guess it comes down to, over the last 25 years, when someone's good at a sport at a very young age, they are told to sort of focus. Stay in their lane.
Right.
Hey, Canelo, you're only going to box. Yo, Kevin Durant, put down that baseball, that football.
Hold on. The dude never skipped a rock in a lake?
Pick up the basketball. I think you see this a lot of times.
I get that. Sometimes, you know, in order to be one of the greats, you have to have a singular focus, right? Like, I take a little pride in being a well-rounded nobody, but could still look decent, shooting a basket, throwing a baseball.
You can throw a spiral.
Throw a spiral, even throwing a punch. This guy can only throw a punch from what I see mechanically. And he's not the only guy. He's just the most recent example.
Is that the explanation? 877-99 on Fox. Let's take some phone calls. We'll get some feedback. Covino and Rich in for Doug Gottlieb. Is it simply when you're that elite, you've ignored everything else along the way? Canelo can't throw a baseball, but guess what he could do? Knock out 99.9% of the population.
Well, that's for sure.
So we have more Covino and Rich. Like I said, 877-99 on Fox, at Fox Sports Radio, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis on Twitter. And we got more next. Now, check out the latest lines from the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play.
You got
to
be 21. You're like 55. Is that okay?
55. You think I'm why would you even You know what? Trolls are right about you. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We have more next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Yay. Live from the West Side is Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio and for Doug Gottlieb. Chris is here. Bursch. Mike. What's up, Mike? If you're listening, Elijah, Isaac, Spotty.
Thank now you're just you saying names. Here. Now you're just saying names.
Bart.
Frank. Hey, Jason. Hey.
Thank you.
Carl.
All the Jose's and Julio's. Appreciate you. It's Covino and Rich. And I If you're a valued customer, like I am, I've been a member since 1990-something, since the late 1900s. It says it right on my car, Rich. Well, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
What, you get your first Discover card, like your college campus, and got a beach towel?
Yeah, it says like member since. I probably still have the towel somewhere too. Anyway, welcome back to our show. It's a pleasure to be here. 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 on Fox. What's up?
Speaking of towels, does everyone's parents' house have 30, 40, 50 years of unmatching towels in the closet? Is that the sign that mom and dad or someone's been living somewhere a long time?
They used to. They had the purge. They got rid of everything.
Really? Yeah. I feel like every mom and dad's house has.
Now that all the kids have moved out.
20 different color towels.
It's like a bed and breakfast. And yeah, they got rid of all these stupid free credit card towels and all the random towels from vacation that they bought.
You don't have your Yankees beach towel?
Yeah, none of the, not anymore. Yeah, I think there's a point in your parents' life where they get rid of all that. So welcome back to our show. Thank you for hanging out. Real quick, right quick. As I mentioned, I'm a big Canelo Alvarez fan. I just don't have any patience for anybody that can't throw a baseball. Honestly, yeah. It just says a lot about your childhood to me. And what I found most special about my childhood is that I played hours. I'm a former wiffle ball champion, Rich.
People don't know that, I know.
Former wiffle ball champion.
I know.
I had 27 Little League home runs. Aaron Judge can't even say stuff like that. I mean, it's an impressive stat.
Once a champion, always a champion.
Yeah, but, you know, like, throwing a ball, to me, is the most basic skill that you learn, like, in diapers.
I'm trying to teach my little kids. My daughter's 5 and my son's 2.5. And I'm like, I'm trying to teach them mechanics now. I'm like, you got to know how to throw a ball.
So when I'm so perplexed when you see an athletic great like Canelo Alvarez, and he's not the first. We've seen this time and time again. And it's so shocking to me that, like, you know, you, for all the sports you've played, you never threw a ball. And I got feedback because I made a comment online like,
yeah,
dude, he boxes and he played soccer. He's Mexican. I'm like, so you say Mexicans they can't throw? Tell that to Fernando Valenzuela. You know what I mean? Like, just because you can kick a ball and you can throw a punch means that you can't throw a baseball.
It's wild to me. I feel like every kid growing up probably did a little of everything, but like I said,
there's footage
we're
of
in an
Canelo.
Age of specialization where if you're good at something at a very young age, you're like, yeah, stop everything else.
Well,
you're doing this.
I hate to be a judgy Judgerton, but it goes beyond Canelo Alvarez. In real life, I feel like you could tell a lot about a person and their childhood simply on whether or not they could throw not only baseball, like, can you throw a spiral? And that's not even asking a lot. Like, what's hilarious about it, Rich, is people got so defensive. Like, whatever, hater. I'm like, I'm not asking.
You're thinking in your head, like,
I'm not asking a lot.
You're one of the nerds that never threw a baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
Our buddy Spot, at your wedding. How long ago did you get married? Like 10 years?
10 years ago.
One of our buddies, our mutual friends, guy Mark. Mark, to me, did not strike me as an athlete. Sort of a skinny, dorky kid. Love him. He, in his trunk of someone's car, there was a couple baseball gloves and a football. And him and I just started throwing around. I was amazed at his mechanics. I'm like, yo, you're surprising me. He's like, what do you think? I never played? And you're right. You can assess someone. You're at a family barbecue, a cookout, something. If the ball goes to them, you could size up their childhood by how they throw it back to you.
100%. So when I see Canelo, I have an expectation. He's a great athlete. I get it. He can't throw a baseball. His mechanics are off.
Did you put 3 syllables in athlete?
That's how we do it in Jersey. Yeah. I'm fresh back from Jersey right
athlete.
Now.
Athlete.
But live from LA, athlete. It's Covino and Rich. I'm sorry if I'm offending you. If I'm offending you, it says to me that you probably throw like Canelo. But hey, if you punch like Canelo,
Then it's okay. Yeah, I want to tell him how embarrassing you think he is.
right.
Duran,
I wouldn't say it to his face.
In California, you're on with Covino and Rich in for Gottlieb. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
And I love Canelo.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest boxers
of course.
In the world right now. But he threw that a little bit soft.
Yeah.
He didn't have the wind-up. He didn't have the follow-through. It almost looked like a 6-year-old just learning. Now, I wouldn't say it to his face.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know what? People were giving. I took the temperature on social media because I said, I love Canelo, but that's embarrassing, right? People were like, it's not everybody could throw a baseball. I'm like, you're giving this way too much credit. Yeah, not everybody can throw a 99-mile-per-hour fastball for a strike, but you should be able to throw a ball.
Every time there's some type of Baba Booey, 50 Cent, embarrassing first pitch. Who did it recently? Steve Aoki? Like, anytime there's an embarrassing first pitch, honestly, to wrap up what you're saying, it's true. I assume this person did not play as a kid. It's like if you're at the gym shooting some hoops. If you see some guy use both of his hands for a jump shot, like, I'm not talking one to guide, like, I kind of like he's pushing the ball, like,
Yes.
It's like, yo, did this guy ever play ball? Ever?
I mean, it
what
says
did you do from the time of from the time you were five until you discovered women? What did you do?
I know it sounds
because I feel like
sounds wrong.
The answer is probably playing sports as a kid, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So that was my observation. However, to wrap it up, both Canelo and Triple G threw strikes at Yankee Stadium for their face-off for the big fight, September 17th. I'm pumped about it. And his mechanics were a lot better once he was out there on the field. So maybe it was like how he was warming up in the clubhouse or whatever. But, you know, the thought dawned on me. We see this so often, and people make excuses. And it's like, there really shouldn't be that much of an excuse for you to be that uncoordinated and that bad.
You know what I'm impressed with? A lot of our presidents. Put your political leanings aside. Bush, Obama, Trump, any of the presidents that have thrown out first pitches all at least look like they played ball. Like I think a president wouldn't do it if they didn't have the mechanics.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Because, yeah, it's like a no-win scenario.
You don't want to look stupid.
Get made fun of.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Cookie Carrasco's pitching tonight for the Metsies.
What'd you say about cookies? I'm hungry.
I'm telling you, once the Mets get
chocolate chip,
once the Mets get Scherzer and DeGrom back, I said this yesterday, beware the rest of baseball. Best record in the National League without...
Don't jinx him, bro.
I know.
You're going to be the guy that jinxes him on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm the worst. I'm a Mets fan, and I have these high hopes, but...
Settle down just a little bit.
Yeah, I do. You're right. I have to settle down.
Keep your chonies on, bro.
You know why? Because you talk about a team that has the best record in the NL, and they're going to be given... two pitchers that won four of the last eight Cy Young awards in the NL at the same time, roughly. Any team trying to upgrade around the All-Star break, around the trade deadline, imagine a month before that, you get two Cy Young pitchers, and you're already the best NL team?
It's amazing. It's going to suck when they make the World Series and the Yankees beat them.
If that happens, bro, honestly, I don't know if we could talk for like a couple days.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt me a lot.
I know. But everybody
does that scare you, though, as a Yankees fan? Is that the only thing that would scare you, having to do a seven-game series knowing that you're going to face those guys two times each?
Health is wealth, bro.
Now you're just speaking in cliches.
Well, it's true.
You win some, you lose some.
No, health is wealth.
I know.
Are they going to be healthy? Are they going to make it that far? Don't jinx them.
Let me
ask
you.
Clearly, Rich is a Mets fan.
Yeah, and you're a Yankees fan.
That's right.
And by the way, I have a question about you being a Yankees fan. If you missed our Sunday show, which I expect not everyone to listen to all day parts of Fox Sports Radio, but Covino's the guy that... left the Yankees game Sunday before Aaron Judge hit the walk-off.
Ugh. Well, because I had to make the show. We were on the air that night.
Yeah.
Shame.
You know, I know it's a shame that I put my job first. Most people don't nowadays.
Oh,
I get
Captain
it.
Responsible.
The game ended.
You had to be on the air. You were on the East Coast. Our show starts Sunday night, 8 p.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah.
That game ended at 4:40.
Yeah. In hindsight, bozo brain. The game could have went 14 innings.
I mean, that is true. No, my dad made a great point. He goes, oh, when Covino saw that Judge was due up the next inning, I would have waited just that one inning.
I waited till the end of the game. It went extra innings. So, I mean, who knew how long that could last?
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure living in L.A., you'll see many more Judge walk-offs.
I mean, I hope so.
For never again
I
in your life.
I hope so. But, yeah, the truth is I left because we were on the air. I missed that magical walk-off against the Strohs. A bomb, a blast from Aaron Judge, but what are you going to do, man? I had to work. I had a hard out.
Yeah. Hard working, Steve Covino. Listen, Covino and Rich in for Gottlieb. Now, I have a question for you. Put you on the spot real quick, and then I do want to talk some baseball. I heard during the update, Isaac said that McLaurin's getting 3 years, $71 million with the Washington Commanders. If you look at some of the other contracts, Davante Adams got 5 years, $140 million. Tyreek Hill, 4 years, $120 million. What's my dude Deebo Samuel looking to get? Do you put him in the same category easily as these guys or what?
Yeah, I would say. Why wouldn't you?
No, but I'm saying like what? Because Deebo, here's the thing.
He's even more of a household name.
The 49ers can't make a move on Debo until they free up that Jimmy G money that's just weighing on them, right?
Yeah.
They're going to try to offer Debo a pretty sweet deal. I just wonder, is Debo Samuel in... Because I'm a Niners fan, so I might be a little bit of a homer, but I wonder, do most people look at Debo in that category with Tyreek and Devontae Adams?
Outside looking in, I do, yeah. Of course.
So he's going to get paid.
I would say absolutely, yeah. I mean... Feel free to change our mind at 877-99-ON-FOX.
Anytime another wide receiver signs a big deal, Debo Samuel is just loving it. Think about it. It's any job, right? If you see all your neighbors selling their homes for like twice the amount that they thought, you're like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know your worth. Ooh. Start to see your value a little bit. Oh, okay. That's the going rate. Sounds good. So, yeah, I would expect about the same, if not more, if I was Debo. But, like we established, Rich is a Mets guy. I'm a Yankees guy. You know, we're from the East Coast. We're out here in the mean streets of L.A. now.
You live in Sherman Oaks. That's not the mean streets.
One wrong turn, you're in the barrio. One wrong turn, there's a CVS y mas. I'm like, uh-oh. Where am I now? And when it comes to teams, I'm a Yankees fan.
Yeah,
that's it. I don't have any other teams. I have the fandom of an 80-year-old white guy. I like baseball and boxing. I mean, I watch basketball and football. Of course, I'm a sports fan. I just don't have a team. But anyway, that's just me. I don't expect everyone to be like me. Someone hit me up the other day on social media. This guy Mike C, right? Hit us up at Covino and Rich. Dove head first, like Pete Rose, into our DMs.
And Floppy hair.
Yeah. He said, yo, Covino, you're always talking about the Yankees. I mean, I try not to because I know it's an eye roll. I'm very aware that people don't want to hear about the Yankees. But they're the best team in baseball. It's kind of hard to avoid right now.
Yeah.
He goes, but who's your secondary
team? When you talk about the Yankees, you take your chain out.
Not all the time.
No, that way, like it's you're even more Yankees fan.
Kind of. Yeah,
Put your sunglasses on, too.
They're in my man bag. And yes, I carry.
And please say
if you
this.
Want to hate me even more, I carry a man bag.
And please say these two things.
Yeah.
27 rings.
Yeah. Is this the New York Yankees fan starter kit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Say 27 rings.
27 rings.
There you go. You got your necklace. Earrings? No earrings today.
No earrings
Sunglasses?
Today. No.
The phrase, earn your pinstripes.
Oh, that's a good one, Spot. Yo, he's got to earn his pinstripes.
He's got to earn his pinstripes.
It's true.
Not everyone could just, you know.
All right.
Rock the pinstripes.
Right, so let's get back to Mike C diving into your DMs.
So Mike C.
What'd he send you?
I know you're a Yankees guy. That's great. Cool. Grand. They're having a season. What a season, huh?
Yeah, what a season.
By the way, I did the math the other day since I'm nerdy stat guy with the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know if the Yankees play under 500 baseball for the remaining 90 games,
mm-hmm.
they'd still win.
This guy Mike says, what's your secondary team? Who's your second team?
Hmm.
I'm like, second team? Now, I get it, because we've talked about this stuff for years, right? I get it. You move to another city, you sort of adopt a team, sort of. Like, yeah, I'm living in Seattle now, so I kind of root for the Seattle Mariners. I guess they're my second team, right? I get it.
I don't go by that.
No, well, hold on. But I understand.
I don't like it.
I've always sort of accepted it, but the more I thought about it, I'm like, what a weenie mentality this is. What a non-committed, non-committal, like... fair-weathered fan sort of attitude to have. It's like, secondary team? There should be no such thing. Like, I tolerate the Mets because I'm from the East Coast. I don't hate the Dodgers. I live in L.A. But they're not my secondary team. I don't watch them, and I don't care if they win or lose. Like, if you really have a team, that's your team. And there's too many people in today's world, too, especially, Rich, right? I get if years ago you had a secondary team because you moved away and you can no longer watch your local team. What's the excuse in 2022?
No. I'm with you. I watch the Mets every day. Gary, Keith, and Ron on the call.
But there's so many people.
You got Sunday ticket. You can watch your game. You got NBA pass. You could watch all this every day. And you know what? I have more thoughts on this.
Yeah,
and
me
I know,
too.
And we'll get to it. 877-99 on Fox.
I think you're not a real fan if you have a secondary team.
Ooh. More Covino and Rich next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Covino and Rich in for Doug Gottlieb. Now, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio and for Doug Gottlieb. Thanks for putting up with us. We appreciate you. If you like what you're hearing, we do Fox Sports Sunday every Sunday night on Fox Sports Radio. And check our Patreon, patreon.com/Covino and Rich. Everything at CovinoandRich.com. And if you missed anything today so far, the greatness, FoxSportsRadio.com. A shout out to SXM 83, our stomping grounds over there. And, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Taking your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. So lots to get to. I want to talk about hazing, too, later, if we have to have the time to talk about that. Hazing in sports. But This guy Mike hit us up on social media at Covino and Rich, and he asked me what my secondary team is. He's like, I know you like the Yankees. What's your second team? And he meant in baseball.
Weird question.
And look, I know people have that. And I've even casually said maybe, yeah, the Mets, I guess they're like my second team. Because if the Yankees aren't on, maybe I'll turn them on. Yeah. If the Yankees aren't on, maybe I'll put the Dodgers on because we're here in L.A. on in the background. But if I'm going to be honest about it, I don't give a jackdiddly squat, a diddly do about whether they win or lose. So agreed. How in the world could I even claim them a second team or a secondary team? And the more I think about it, because I really thought about it, I was like,
it's aggravating you.
If anyone says they have a second team, they're not truly committed to their first team. Just like if they're committed to a woman, but they have a secondary woman, how committed are they really?
Sometimes you need a gumad. How about this? Could I
give you too many ingredients in the baba ganoush?
Could I give you? You know, I think Ben Maller would agree. I think there's a couple exceptions here because I'm with you. I agree, but I'm going to play devil's advocate. How about sure. I'll be Keanu?
Be Keanu Reeves. He's great in that movie.
What if you have kids and all their friends and everyone in your new city roots for a team? What do?
You convert your kid.
Yeah. I think about this because
keep them in the family.
Like, I know. I
a lot
think
of rooting
this.
Interest comes from, like, I was born in that family.
I know.
Oh, because we're from that area.
Here's the other exception. Could your secondary team be your wife or husband's family's team? Like I'm a Niners fan.
Yeah.
My wife's family, all Packers fans. Now, I don't like the Packers, but
exactly.
If my team's out of it, do I say, oh, I'll pull for my wife's team?
You tolerate them. I don't know. You know what? We'll take the phone calls. 877-99 on Fox. Are there exceptions? Secondary team? That just means you're not committed to your first team.
All right. At Covino and Rich. More next. In for Doug Gottlieb on Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.